hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. Tonight I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, I'm fighting and falling down to me. If you don't love it, leave it, let this song I'm singing be a warning. You're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down my country horse, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, I'm if you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in the falling down the key. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. And you run down my country, man, you walking on right beside me.
Yes, when you're running down my country, you're walking down the fighting side of me, and that's the name of this program here on altrighttv.com or whiteresistance.com. I'm going to start off with an item from my good friend Pastor Tom Robb. He and his Christian Revival Center in just outside Harrison, Arkansas, in northwest Arkansas, actually near the little village of Zinc, Arkansas, has been under severe threat by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. In fact, they promised they were going to show up and cause big trouble. Beginning about the 1st of July, Black Lives Matter so-called activists announced they would organize a march against what they called the KKK compound about 2 miles north of Zinc. At the time of the announcement, the protesters, as they like to call themselves, made the claim that they would be busing in thousands of Black Lives Matter supporters from Fayetteville, Little Rock, Fort Smith, Springfield, Missouri, Kansas City, St. Louis, and as far away as Tulsa and Oklahoma City. At one time, they suggested there would be as many as 50,000 descending upon this small, quiet community nestled in the hills of the Ozarks. Naturally, the people in and around Zinc suddenly were alarmed and terrified. They saw images on TV, they saw the looting, burning, and terror in other cities, and what Black Lives Matter and their allies have done. They saw the pictures of innocent white people pulled out of their cars and beaten on the roadside. They saw the stories of law enforcement officers beaten and even killed. Of course they were terrorized, and they should be. These are not nice people. These are people who hate America. They hate our forefathers. They topple monuments created to honor our heroes. And if you don't join them in the hatred of your forefathers, then you're a racist and must be destroyed. The chatter on Facebook was constant. The support of this church, that's Pastor Tom Robb's, and our compound that came with that chatter was enormous. We knew we had a lot of friends, but this many? On August the 2nd, they stormed into Zinc. They had their signs, They had their blow horns, they had their chants, and they had their guns. What they did not have was the support of the local folk. One person on the Harrison Daily Gossip column, a Facebook page which services Harrison, Arkansas, made this observation. Thanks to them and their stupidity, people who've never had a racist thought before are becoming more and more understanding of the idea. That's a remarkable observation, and each day will certainly become more and more relevant to more and more people. As the Black Lives Matter protesters entered this little town of Zinc, they were no doubt surprised by the number of local citizens who were ready to send them a solid message. You're not welcome here. Zinc has four roads entering the town, and those identifying themselves as militiamen were at every entrance, armed and loaded. Quinn Foster, the spokesman for Ozark Hate Watch, had made numerous threats against us, saying, on August 2nd, white supremacy ends in Arkansas. Throughout July, Black Lives Matter continued to boast that they would march on our compound, making us too uncomfortable to exist in Arkansas, or for that matter, exist anywhere. We were, of course, prepared, writes Pastor Tom Robb. A large number of our friends were at our Bible camp on Sunday, August the 2nd, and we had taken other necessary measures, which included meeting with the Boone County Sheriff and deputies. It was also nice to see so many people from the militia make their appearance also. But the protesters never came. In spite of their threats and posturing that they were going to march on our compound, it never materialized. We were waiting and waiting and waiting, but they never came. They evidently knew that they were facing strong opposition from people who were simply disgusted with the violence of Black Lives Matter, which we know don't really care about Black Lives. If they really cared about Black Lives, they would spend some time in Chicago and help the innocent Black people there who are constantly being terrorized or even murdered by Black gangs. More Black people are killed every weekend in Chicago than American white supremacists have ever been accused of killing over the last 100 years. Anyway, the protesters never came to the compound. They outsmarted us. Instead of marching to the compound, as they said they were going to do, they fooled us all and simply had a picnic in Zinc and claimed a great victory. The map showed their march to the compound. To my front door was anything but a march to the compound. It wasn't. It certainly wasn't at my front. It's like making a claim that you went fishing but never went to the lake. But we do not want to be too boastful. Did they get lost and didn't know how to get here? Was it because they didn't want to go down that long, dusty, dirty road? And I've been down it. Was it because they were fearful that more of those militiamen were hiding in the woods and behind the rocks? We don't know, but something happened. They said that they would be there in their thousands, and it turned out there were about 40. And then they had a picnic. In the meantime, we need help in installing more security measures. If you're able to help, that would be very greatly appreciated, writes Pastor Tom Robb. I'm going to play a recent show by my very good friend, Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson. She has this show called Laura Lynn and Friends, and this is Laura Lynn, and she's going to cut loose on Islamophobia and the CPC, which is the Conservative Party of Canada. This is Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson.
I want to highlight basically the article that I spoke to Tom about. Let's see if I can bring it up here. Basically, this is an article today that has stated that the Conservative Party of Canada, and I'll kind of just go back to the top here, but August 20th, 2020, and it says Canada's Conservatives welcome extremists, reject reformers. And you can find this online. In fact, we can probably put it right into the description below this video when we're off air. But the Conservative Party of Canada might favor extremist Muslims in order to secure more votes and broaden the party base, all the while Muslim reformers with a long history of loyalty to the party are being rejected and not chosen as candidates. Case in point, Salim Mansour. Party members who oppose advancing Sharia law and who run for leadership positions are disqualified. And, you know, this isn't the only issue in the Conservative Party of Canada that becomes a problem. We know Jim Karahalios, of course. He was rejected and kicked out because he questioned Waleed Solomon's support of Sharia banking. Now, who is Waleed Solomon? For some of you who maybe didn't see those programs that we ran, Waleed Solomon is in Erin O'Toole's campaign. And Waleed Solomon supported Sharia banking many years ago out loud. And so when Jim Karahalios brought this up, this became something that he was called an Islamophobe for. And he was kicked out of the party. And so I think what Jim's point was, hey, listen, if you are going to run, you know, in your campaign, your close campaign group, you are going to support somebody who is for Sharia banking, what else are they for then? What else do they believe? And then when you begin to look into ties that people have, you know, you begin asking a lot of questions. And what we're saying, I think, out loud and want to say, and firstly, what I want to say to the Conservative Party of Canada is, if you're going to continue to go down this path, then we're going to get louder and louder and louder, and we're going to keep talking about it. And in fact, many are talking about it, those that have the strength, people like Derek Sloan willing to say, and as Tom Quiggin pointed out, Leslyn Lewis gave a nod when Derek Sloan was saying this. He is very, very outspoken about it, but I believe that it is Leslyn Lewis that also, you know, she does not have anyone in her campaign that is suspect. When we have, you know, Muslim liaison people that are given titles and they have affiliations with people that are in the Muslim Brotherhood and things like this, that, you know, begins to get to be a problem. And if we can put back in this article there, one LGBT group has criticized O'Toole for welcoming an advocate of Sharia into his campaign. Why, they asked, is Solomon unable to publicly reject Sharia law despite repeated attempts for clarification? Does he believe in Sharia application to LGBTQ people? And, you know, when we study this religion that they say is of peace, well, it's not very peaceful for LGBTQ who could, you know, find themselves in a lot of hot water, and physically they're very abused, not just women, but the LGBTQ. And many of you know my stand. I have a Christian perspective on LGBTQ issues, but let me tell you something, at no time would or should Christians ever advocate for harming an LGBTQ person. And if they said that, I would decry them. I would tell them that is not the belief of Jesus or the Bible, that we have any sort of violence. And so it's upsetting to me that this is kind of overlooked, that these beliefs are prominent within some of the mosques that are being taught. In fact, I'd like to present, next week, I have a guest coming on, and I'd like to present some of the beliefs that are being shown to be espoused in the Canadian mosques. And they are not concurrent. They do not have any place in a Canadian culture at all. Now, O'Toole has been known to say, I will always oppose any threat to those principles of freedom, democracy, and rule of law, I guess, putting in quotations, here and at home, including Sharia law. Any suggestion otherwise is preposterous, tinfoil hat thinking. The fact I even have to say this is profoundly sad. Okay, fair enough, Mr. O'Toole. But as this article says, in fact, it seems he does have to say this. Just last year, Solomon received an award from the Muslim Association of Canada. And remember, Waleed Solomon is in Erin O'Toole's campaign team, a prominent Islamist organization that previously funneled over $300,000 to Irfan Canada, which was later designated as a terrorist organization in Canada because of its links to the Palestinian terror group Hamas. So Solomon's son, moreover, attends a school directly affiliated with MAC. At times, Solomon's leanings are even more overt. According to a recent report by the New Delhi Times, he was alleged to have said, "You know, I was beginning to say I'm a Muslim Brotherhood guy." The transcript of that conversation is currently sealed from public access, and I would like to know and ask why that is not being requested by O'Toole and by the powers that be. Why is it not being requested that this be unsealed? What is in this document that they have paid more than $245,000, having been spent by the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario, to hide the transcript and the recording? Why, everybody? What is in that recording of a conversation, Waleed Solomon being involved, that apparently I've read another article, and it says that if that were to actually be seen, that it would be very harmful to the Conservative Party, to the Provincial Conservative Party. And I'm wondering, is it also harmful to the Federal Conservative Party? When things are harmful, you see, I don't like secrets. I don't like that. I just want everybody to put it right out there. And if there is something that we need to talk about, then I think that we should talk about it, and we shouldn't have secrets. And I don't like when our nation or our government hides things, when they put media bans on stories such as they have with this father in British Columbia who has a 14-year-old transitioned against his fatherly wishes. And I don't think there should be publication bans. I think that we as a society have the right to know what kind of laws, rules, what kind of judicious, decisions are being made on behalf of Canadian parents. I think that we should all know that. I also think we should all know what's in this document sealed by the courts. They paid all this over $200,000, almost $250,000, to have a document sealed that they believe would be very, very harmful to the Progressive Conservative Party. Well, show the document. Tell us what's going on. You want us to vote for you, but you won't reveal what's in a document. You want us to give you our lifeblood, our vote, and you be the party that represents us. I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it. Let me read you more about this article here. See if I can get it in. Okay, so despite all that, Ontario Premier Doug Ford, leader of the Ontario PC Party, who leads the province's majority government, recently appointed Solomon to chair a task force designed to lead the first review of securities regulation in 15 years. Peter McKay, a former MP and the co-founder of the CPC, recently appointed Ahmad Attia as his Muslim liaison captain. Now, Ahmad Attia, he attends a mosque that is in the Toronto area, and there was a prayer that they have done that basically calls, you know, that states, you know, the filth of the Jews. I think that's a very, very racist remark to be said. I'm just wondering what anyone would think of a Christian, you know, church that was recorded as calling any group of people filth. That is very interesting. Attia is closely involved with the MAC-affiliated mosque, Masjid Toronto, that's the mosque I'm talking about, which has an unfortunate reputation for bigotry. One widely circulated video reveals a prayer session at the mosque in which Ayman Al-Khazari, the assistant imam, beseeched, "O Allah, purify the Al-Qaza Mosque from filth of the Jews, and O Allah, count their number, slay them one by one, and spare none of them." The cleric was fired from his job as a teaching assistant at Ryerson University. Attia nevertheless helped Al-Khazari with messaging during the scandal. And I want to tell you one thing personally that happened with respect to this is that it was called into question about the translation that's on that video. And, I was basically asked by Attia to take that down, and that the translation was wrong. And so I checked with three different sources, people who actually understand the language, and that translation is not wrong. That is exactly what they said, exactly what they said. All right, and if we read on, it says, Atiya has also publicly expressed support for the activism of the Egyptian-Canadian Coalition for Democracy, a group that one Canadian organization notes was founded seemingly in reaction to the coup of July 2013 that deposed Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi. And he's the guy that, you know, they ascribe to the domination of the Muslim Brotherhood perspective, and brought General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to power in his stead. Meanwhile, an Ontario member of provincial parliament, MPP, with his own ties to extremists, Khalid Rashid of Mississauga East, is that how you say that? Cooksville, Ontario, is that how you say that? That's cool. Has quickly climbed the Ontario PC party ranks to the position of deputy government whip. Despite the organization's history of links to terror networks, Rashid does not seem reluctant to cozy up to MAC. Rashid has also frequently tweeted his support for the Canadian branch of the Islamic Society of North America, a Muslim organization that had its charitable status in Canada suspended from 2018 to 2019 for funding the Pakistan-based Hizbul Mujahideen, a designated terrorist entity in the United States, the European Union, and India, and which is linked to the South Asian Islamist movement, Jamaat-e-Islami. Sorry if I'm not pronouncing that right. In 2019, a member statement, MPP Rashid praised the Al-Qazaz Foundation, a Canadian group funded by Khalid Al-Qazaz, a former foreign affairs spokesman for the late Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood icon Mohamed Morsi. He's the guy that was overthrown in Egypt. And incidentally, Atiya's sister, so this is Ahmed, Atiya's sister is married to Mr. Al-Qazaz. Both Mr. Al-Qazaz and Mrs. Atiya were named in a 2017 report by the Al-Sisi Egyptian government as designated terrorist entities. All right, and you know, that list there, that designated terrorist entities, that was basically that they there was like a financial ban on them. Meanwhile, Muslim reformers are denied a home in the Conservative Party of Canada and have had their candidates withdrawn. Muslim reformer Salim Mansour, for example, won the CPC nomination. He actually won the nomination for the riding of London North Centre for the 2019 federal election. However, party officials denied his candidacy, apparently after Mansour was unjustly accused of Islamophobia. So understand this, he's a Muslim guy, and he is accused of being an Islamophobe. And many of you have seen the interviews that I have done with Salim Mansour on this very show. And I love this guy. This guy tells the truth. He's basically saying that this, you know, you've got to be careful of some of these radicals and their infiltration into Canada because of the belief system behind them. And Mr. Mansour and his lovely, beautiful wife are people who believe in the equality of men and women, people who believe that there should be peace, that there should never be violence. Mr. Mansour is a safe and wonderful man to talk about Islam with. He can give you so much insight and background, and he's also very wise about it, so he's able to give warning to the Conservative Party of Canada. Instead of that, in the Conservative Party of Canada, Hamish Marshall, later fired by Andrew Scheer after he lost the election, Hamish Marshall basically tells Mr. Mansour, I'm sorry, we can't run you. You know, they're going to call you names because of your perspectives. And so instead of protecting Canadian values, Canadian principles that this country has been founded on, Mr. Mansour even says it's been founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Judeo-Christian values are wonderful. And why? They're wonderful for the atheists. Why? Because they allow freedom. Judeo-Christian values are wonderful for the LGBTQ group. Why? Because they allow freedom. They allow your will. You see, that guiding system is all about free will. And so we decry all of the terrible things that are done in the past by certain, you know, religious affiliations who basically, you know, have been involved in violent attacks. There have been religious wars. Yes, yes, yes. The Catholics and the Protestants fought. Well, I basically have come to the place where all I can say is it had nothing to do with me, because me and anybody I know has no violence in them. I have not known violence. I have not known nastiness towards the LGBTQ. I have not seen anybody ever ask for violence against them in my lifetime. And I would decry a person who did that. So when you have some perspectives coming into our nation that do not embrace freedom, according to the Judeo-Christian values, who do not embrace the absolute sovereignty of any person to choose how they worship, how they live, their sexual orientation, and all of that, then I find that extremely, extremely offensive. And so if I go back to this story, I want to finish up with this article here. The CPC might favor extremist Muslims in order to secure more votes and broaden the party base. All the while, Muslim reformers with a long history of loyalty, yes, they are kicked out. Under Stephen Harper, extremist Muslims were not welcome in the Conservative Party of Canada. Can I ask you, why are we not at that place? Why are we not saying, hey, listen, if you got any associations with Sharia, anything, and Muslim Brotherhood, and if you're going to put any symbols up or anything like that, we're really sorry, but we're not the party for you. You might want to check out the, you know, the Liberals or the NDP, because that would be your party. But here, we embrace freedom and not anything to do with something that would be a radical Islamist perspective. And you have to weed those people out and make them have nothing to do with the party. And that is not what's happened. And so we have an election coming up here in just days, literally just days. The Conservatives are going to decide who their leader is. And we have Erin O'Toole mentioned in this article. We have Peter McKay mentioned in this article. And let me just get down here. 5 years later, after Prime Minister Harper, these same radicals have found a home in the party. They are no longer regarded as pariahs, but as torchbearers for the modern conservative movement. The future of the Conservative Party of Canada as a force for democracy and the rule of law and the well-being of Canada depends on rejecting all extremist agendas. And I absolutely agree with that. And I really like this article. We'll put it up. I've seen it in a couple different places going online today. It's just come out today. It's brand new. I'd really like to know about, you know, what the perspective of Erin O'Toole and Peter McKay are on these specifics. It's one thing to say, oh, yes, as Erin O'Toole has said, I decry. It's just tinfoil conspiracy thinking to think that I have to, like, clarify that I'm not for Sharia, you know, at all. Okay, but your guy, Waleed Solomon, he was for it. And we do have Sharia banking actually happening in Canada. I'm telling you that. We have that. Sharia. We don't want Sharia anything. I'm just saying, me and one godless woman, we're fighting it, right? We're not for that. And Mali, Salim Mansour, these are three Muslim or former Muslim people. And we stand together and we don't want Sharia anything. And I bet you I'm speaking actually to thousands and perhaps millions of people by the time this, you know, video gets through a whole bunch of folks, that we're all in agreement. We just don't want that. And so, Erin O'Toole, when you say it's just tinfoil conspiracy theory that you have to even respond to stuff like this, you know, all I have to say to you is, you know, you don't make me feel safe, sir. You don't make me feel safe in my country. I'll tell you what makes me feel safe. A guy like Derek Sloan, who is saying that he would declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. That makes me feel safe in Canada. I already don't feel safe for so many reasons. You know, they're trying to make us wear masks everywhere. We're facing potential forced vaccinations with 37 million syringes already purchased. Okay, there's a lot going on that doesn't make me feel safe. So the very least that I'm hoping is that you, in the Conservative Party of Canada, are maintaining my freedom. And that you are respecting me as a woman, as a mother in this land, that there will be no Sharia nothing. Okay, because once you let in a little bit of Sharia, you start letting in more Sharia. Once you begin sitting at tables, having dinner, and doing, you know, conservative party meetings so that you can get the votes of those who advocate for beating your wife, you lost me there. You lost me there. And so we have a very, very serious problem coming up. And I'll tell you, it's probably the most serious time ever. And I know that you conservatives, if you're able to vote, I hope that you've already sent in your ballots. I hope you have Derek Sloan and Leslyn Lewis on your ballots. I hope that you have not voted for Aaron O'Toole or Peter McKay, because I don't feel safe in my Canada with you guys and your compromise. I just want to let you know, I don't feel safe. I was a conservative my whole entire life until the last election, national election, and then I also ran in the by-election previously because Maxime Bernier became the person that supported my values. He supported that I had a right to speak against transgenderism that's coming into our nation, that is flowing through our schools with everybody way too silent still, that has now, that SOGI program was what affected a young lady to decide she would be a guy and to go through the process of transitioning without her father's approval at the age of 14. When I spoke out loud about this, guess what? The Conservative Party of Canada rejected my candidacy to stand for my nation. You've rejected Salim Mansour, who is saying there's a problem with the Islamists and the radicals, and that we need to be standing on guard. So you, Mr. Aaron O'Toole and Peter McKay, do not make me feel safe. You don't. You can say all you want that you don't support, Sharia, anything, and it's a tinfoil conspiracy. But it matters what you do more than what you say. Who have you surrounded yourself with? Who have you invited into your close team? Whose votes are you trying to get? And when you're trying to get the votes of somebody who does not support me as a woman being equal, if you want those people's votes, well, that's very dangerous to our nation in the long term. It's very, very dangerous. This is Canada. And we want to preserve the values and the principles that Canada stands for. And I just want to say that I've gone on quite a bit today. I'm very grateful for one thing. I'm grateful for the Christian Heritage Party in this nation. I'm grateful for the People's Party of Canada in this nation, because there are two other options if this doesn't go well. And we may be looking at that. I do hope and pray that Derek Sloan or Leslyn Lewis are taking the lead on this upcoming Conservative Party night and the big vote that they have for the leader. I really do. But I'm sorry, I'm just not one of those ladies that's going to be quiet and say it's okay for people to talk about beating their wives in Canada. It's not. If you want to beat your wife, maybe find a different country to live in. Okay? If you want to treat women like they're less than, you think my vote is half the vote of a man? You think that my opinion is half the vote? You know, I wouldn't have a very happy marriage if my husband thought that. My husband in this country respects my feelings and treats me with respect and does not beat me. And if he did, I would leave. And if any of you out there are being mistreated, and if any of you are in marriages where you are having to accept spousal abuse, you contact me. I'll help you get out. It's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay for any religion to be propagating that kind of nonsense. And it has no place in Canada. And if we don't start protecting our nation, and if we don't start caring about our families and our marriages and building the kind of nation and land that the people who brought us to this great place wanted and knelt on the shores of the ground of Canada and offered their lives and their destinies and the land to God. If others come in and have a different way, that's not okay. I'm sorry, it's just not. You can't mistreat LGBTQ people. You can't mistreat women. You cannot advocate for violence against any group, or you are pathetic. That is true filth in the land. Is anything like that, that's filth. And it's not okay. Thanks for joining me today. The reason that I'm able to say these things is because I'm not beholden to anybody. I don't get paid by Trudeau to do the talking points of MSM. I do this because I believe it. And when you show up at this show, I tell you the truth. And you may agree or disagree with me, and that's okay too. Sometimes we even put up comments of people who disagree with me. That's okay. But I will tell you that I will stand strong for our nation, and I will not be bullied out of that. And you can call me anything that you want. If you want to call me an Islamophobic because I don't like that they do not put women on equal terms, because I don't like the way that they treat and speak about LGBTQ, and I don't like the way that they, the extremists, have a foundational philosophy of domination rather than integration, rather than true peace. I don't like that. And if you want to call me names because of that, I'm okay with it. I'm a big girl. I got my big girl underwear on, and it's no problem. I choose courage. I choose courage. I want you to know that we have these t-shirts, Fear is the Virus. We'd love you to get one. And it's one way that you can support what we do here. This is completely viewer-funded and supported. We need you to make this work. We need you to support what we do here. The reason I'm able to speak like this is because I don't operate out of fear, because God has not called us to have a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And that's what I operate from, a sound mind, knowing what makes sense. We have lost all common sense, and I don't want to be one of those people. So I can't wait till I've already ordered my t-shirt, and I can't wait to have it. We're trying to get to 45,000 views on YouTube, or 45,000 subscribers. If you would press that subscribe red button underneath the YouTube video, that would be great. I also encourage you then to press the little bell right beside that red button, that little tiny bell, that will alert you every time that we go live. So you kind of get something pop up on your screen and say, hey, Laura Lynn's live, and you'll go, yay or nay, depending on if you like me or don't. And it's okay if you don't like me. It's okay if you don't agree with me, but I'm gonna speak. So I'm hoping that a whole lot of people who value leaving political correctness, if you value that, I hope that you'll keep watching and you'll stay with me on that. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I hope to see you again tomorrow. Well, I know I'll see you again tomorrow. We have got a fantastic guest. We're talking about vaccinations tomorrow, and it's going to be mind-blowing. So I'll see you then. Okay. You know, it's not easy to deliver the truth of what our sick world is doing, but for some of us, we feel that we have no choice. Because if we are silent about these abominable things, then we are letting evil go unchecked, and we cannot do that. For those of you wonderful people who are writing me and are sharing your encouragement, I am deeply grateful. Thank you for all the letters that you've been sending. Thank you for the donations and the support. I found out that in order to speak the truth, you have to become very, very strong. If you would go to my website at www.lauralynn.tv, you'll find all of the ways that you can contact me. Remember, my friends, all is well. All is well. Thanks for joining me.
That was Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. It is, I'm not even sure, August 19th, I guess, and it's a Wednesday, isn't it? I love Wednesdays, middle of the week, and boy, do we ever have a great show for you today. I am so excited about our guest, April.
Okay, that's another show. Well, this is Paul Brum. You're on the fight side of me, and I'm going to play some songs from a great album, or a great CD, Queens of Country. These are some of the great country and western singers of the 1970s and 80s, Loretta Lynn, Lynn Anderson, Connie Smith, etc.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would.
Sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it
but just one man. You have bad times, and you have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, I'll be proud of him. Cause after all, he's just a man. Thank you. funny face, funny face, I love you. Funny face, I love you. Funny face, I need you. These are the sweetest words I've ever heard. Funny face, don't leave me. Funny face, believe me. My whole world's wrapped up in you. And when I hurt your feelings, as I sometimes do, and I say those mean things that we know are not true, you forgive my childish way. You hold me close and say, funny face,
funny face,
I love you. Funny face, I love you. Funny face, I need you. These are the sweetest words I've ever heard. Funny face, don't leave me. Funny face, believe me. My whole world's wrapped up in you. Funny face, I love you. Funny face, I need you.
I wish I fall from, and you're on the fighting side of me. Back with you again tomorrow. Same place, same time. Altrighttv.com or whiteresistanceradio.com. This is Paul Fromm. You're on the fighting side of me, and I sign off tonight as I always do with the anthem of the real Canada, the Maple Leaf Forever.
In days of yore, from Britain's shore, wolves the dauntless hero came and planted firm Britannia's flag on Canada's fair domain. Here may it wave our boast, our pride, and joined in love together, the thistle, shamrock, rose, and twine, the maple leaf forever. The maple leaf, our emblem dear, the maple leaf forever. God save our queen and heaven bless the maple leaf forever. At Queenston Heights and Lundy's Lane, our brave fathers side by side for freedom, homes and loved ones here firmly stood and nobly died. And those dear rights which they maintained, we swear to yield and never our watchword evermore shall be the maple leaf forever. The maple leaf, our emblem dear, the maple leaf forever. God save our queen and heaven bless the maple leaf forever. Our fair dominion now extends from Cape Race to Nootka Sound. May peace forever be our lot and plenteous store abound. And may those ties of love be ours, which discord cannot sever, and flourish green o'er freedom's home, the maple leaf forever. The maple leaf, our emblem dear, the maple leaf forever. God save us.